pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Hi everyone, this is Bobby Elias. What a beautiful song, We Are the World. That was, what, 25 years ago? The world was changing fast at that time. That is a great song. I'm just so happy to have that as a theme song for the show, at least now. All right, the name of the show, Let's Create a Better World. Again, I'm Bobby Elias, your host. We're on for 1 hour every week, Saturday, 2 p.m., Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Today we're going to be talking about healthy aging. We also have a young lady that is going to talk to you about L.A. Open Salsa World Championship event going on. She's going to talk briefly on that, but most of the show is going to be on healthy aging, living to be over 100 years old. Now, you can also get in on the show on this number I'm going to give you, area 619-550-0869 if you're not near your computer or laptop. And those of you that want to get in on the show, it's PRN.FM. PRN stands for Progressive Radio Network.FM. And then hit live audio, hit the name of the show, Let's Create a Better World. We're going to be interviewing top-notch guests to make this a better world, and we're hitting a strong theme on how to live to be over 100 years. And that's what our show is about today. We're also going to be talking about activism and solutions on this show eventually as we go through the culture and the arts, yoga, dance, exercise, martial arts, moving the body. Now, I'm going to give you, you can also get on the archives and hear previous shows. Make sure you rate us on iTunes if you like the show. And if you have any suggestions, here is my phone number. And I'll repeat this at the end, 323-770-1925. I am the director of the Southern California Gary Nell Health Support Group, and I'm very involved with health, activism, and exercise in the arts and dance. All right, here we go. Today, our first guest, a young lady named Jeanette Valenzuela. She's going to talk to you about a thing coming up this weekend. It's already starting yesterday, and today and tomorrow. It's called the Los Angeles Salsa Open, and it's a huge, big, almost like a world convention, international Latin dance championships. There'll be three nights of social dancing, or two nights left, competitions with local and international dancers, bachata, a little bit of that, too. It's another dance. It's going to be exciting. It's the Long Beach Hilton Hotel. I'm going to let Jeanette explain that. Jeanette, are you there? Okay, she didn't make it. I'll give you the information myself. Long Beach Hilton Hotel, the address 701 West Ocean Boulevard in Long Beach, California. Facebook.com, LA Salsa Open. www.lasalsaopen.com. Phone number, 888-800-7101. I'll repeat this in about 5-6 minutes. And then we're going to get into our aging program. This show, this, you know, dancing is, you talk about health. That's what this show is all about. One of the things we're about. But dancers live longer than anyone. Dancing is so good for the body, mind, and spirit. Once I saw an article about how great aerobics was. The next article was how aerobics is great, but salsa is better. Why? Because we're moving with a partner, two of us. We're moving to music. We're perspiring in our hearts to beat. We're happy. it's fun. Aerobics is great, but it's not a bouncy. So there you go. Dancing is good for you. I am a salsa dance teacher. I'll give you my information and such as we go along. This event is going to be today and tomorrow, the last 2 days. It was last night. It was wonderful yesterday. They're going to crown the king and queen of salsa, the winners of the dance contest. There's people from around the world coming in. You have DJ, lots of bands, lots of music, a lot of fun time. Dancing is great. Once again, let me give you the contact information. First of all, if you lose any of this, I'll give you my number also. It's at the Long Beach Hilton Hotel, 701 West Ocean Boulevard in Long Beach, California. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/LASalsaOpen, or you can go to www.LASalsaOpen.com. Phone number, 888-800-7101. I'll be there 2 days in a row, for sure, starting tonight, today. All right. My phone number, 323-770-1925. And again, that last number, get tickets for more information, 888-800-7101. All right, let's get to our next topic, which is healthy aging. It's all about living longer, living to be 100 years old, age management. And aging starts early. Aging, they say 27 years old is the middle age of your peak, your very super peak. Before that, you're still getting, you're young and you're getting better, but after that, you're beginning to age, yes, after 27. So you want to take care of yourself. This show is going to be for everyone, healthy aging, not just for elderly, seniors, or baby boomers, it's for everyone. Aging is so, so important. Make sure you hear this show, because we're going to get into aging and health more and more and more on this show here. Every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm waiting for my guest. I believe she's here now. Dr. Sarah, are you there? All right, she's about to come on. Our person on the previous segment didn't show up, but Dr. Sarah Larson will be here in a minute or two, I'm positive. Let's start out by talking about why healthy aging is so important. You only have one body. You have to use that body. Today we're going to talk about diet, juicing, cleansing and detoxing, doctors, the way to do drugs and virtual such, breathing, meditation, exercise, we'll name the exercise, water, nature, how to get out there and enjoy this beautiful world, sleep, how to prepare for sleep at night, the electromagnetic fields such as cell phones, they're destroying your brain. All electrical equipment is just too much. And then we're going to talk about the positive thinking, loving yourself, being grateful. I'm going to tell you, remind you to let go. Remind you to give every day, give something. We're going to talk about opening your heart to love. And the future shows we're going to have about health include raw foods. And many, many more segments of body, mind, spirit. There's so much to it. And they'll all be pointed towards healthier. Healthier means living longer. We're also going to talk today about loving yourself, loving life. When you love yourself and you're happy, you love life, your immune system and your cells feel that. They really do. Love heals. It's the answer. It's the final thing we're going to talk about today, because that is the most beautiful word in the dictionary, love, L-O-V-E. Isn't that beautiful? It is wonderful. All right. I want your thoughts on this show and your ideas on what you'd like to have. I'm going to give you my information. My name is Bobby Elia. I'll give you my email and my phone number. My phone number, 323-770-1925. My email address, Bobby Elias, that's three B's as in boy. Bobby, E-L-I-A-S, some people pronounce it Elias, Bobby Elias, one digit, 7@yahoo.com. Give me your thoughts, your ideas, what you like to see better, and even what you don't like. good, bad, yes. Make sure you stay in touch with us. Make sure you listen to the show. Tell your friends. We're on a massive campaign to promote this show on YouTube, all the social media networks. The young lady is going to be on with me in a few minutes. Dr. Sarah Larson has got another radio show, and she's going to be doing a lot of great things with it to promote this show. Let me introduce Dr. Sarah Larson. Dr. Sarah, are you there?
I am. Hi,
good.
Bobby. This
good. Hi. Let me introduce you, and then we'll get started. Dr. Sarah Larson is the host of Divine Love Talk on CRN Network, which has 11 million subscribers. Dr. Sarah Larson is a medical doctor, medical intuitive, and third-generation palm reader. Today, Dr. Sarah is going to be not only a co-host, but a guest. We're going to go back and forth on a beautiful subject. She is the originator of the Organic Health Mastery, and her approach to healing, counseling, and hat analysis has been described as emerging an ancient wisdom and modern medicine for optimal health and purpose-filling living. Dr. Sarah, our earlier guest wasn't there, so I had to give the information on a big dance event. But I already gave a list of all the things we're going to talk about. Diet, juicing, cleansing, we talked to the doctors, breathing, exercise, water, nature, sleeping, cells, using cell phones, positive thinking, loving yourself.
I heard your show, Bobby. It's so beautiful that I know how passionate you are about salsa and how important it is to being happier in life and being healthier, to really participate in activities that you're passionate about. And I know you're passionate about health, and this list that we're going to share today with the audience, it's so beautiful, because following just these simple things will greatly add such a benefit to your life. So I hope everyone that's able to listen with a pen and a pencil are able to really get the most out of this.
That's right. Dr. Sarah, I want to let you know something really important. Gary Noel announced a few days ago that he wants to have a radio show about aging. And I have already petitioned to do that show. I want to do that above all other shows. If that's the only show I have, I'll do it. And I would like you to help when you can, not every week necessarily, but to help me co-host that show, because you are fabulous. Listeners, Dr. Sarah Larson is a real all-around body, mind, spirit expert on so many issues. She counsels people, she has reading, counseling sessions, and she is just such a, just in her voice, the woman is amazing, and I love her, and I want her to be a part of this.
Thank you so much. And Bobby, what a gift you are to everyone that knows you. You're so passionate about healing and about really bringing, knowing that we as humans can live to 125 and beyond and live comfortably, live in a really healthy body, more flexible as we get older than we were even in our younger years.
Right. Let me talk about diet first, and then I want your comments on each of the subjects. I'll open up with diet. I believe that we should eat a plant-based diet. Live food, stay away from geometrically engineered foods. We'll get into that as we go along. But also, chew your food. Eat slowly. Too many people chew, drink. It's chew 20, 30, 40 times, they've been told. It's just the right way. And then you don't have to have three big meals. I eat five small meals a day. Every 3 hours, I have a meal. And I juice a lot. But let's get into diet. Your thoughts on what I just said about a plant-based diet.
So plant-based and chewing a lot is so beautiful. Your digestive system formulated inside of you, or just made inside of you like a long tube. When you chew your food, it's informing the rest of your system what's about to come, and it can prepare the correct digestive juices. So often we swallow our food very, very rapidly without the chewing process, and there are immunoglobulins or immune-building components in our mouth that when we chew it, it mixes in with the food that we're eating. So not only are we informing our body, body of what's about to come, but we're also making it less likely to harm us and building our immune system.
Very good. Very excellent. Juicing. I'm going to mention something about juicing, and each time we do a topic, I want your thoughts, too. Juicing is very, very important. Juicing with vegetable juice. Every morning I have a green juice with I get from the farmer's market. I don't go to health stores because even there, the fruits are 3, 4, 5, 6 days old and they've lost their nutrients. Farmer's market, they pick them the same day or at least one day old. And I get plenty of kale, not dark vegetables, broccoli, celery, cabbage, parsley. And when I mix this green mix in, and I change the variety a little bit, I also make sure I put something a little bit sweet if I want to, or advise other people, put some pomegranate juice or some apple juice in there. But juicing is the staff of life. It's so good for your skin, for every part of your body. Your thoughts?
Oh, I love juicing for so many reasons. Again, our getting it fresh, living foods. We now know the intelligence that plants have and living foods have. And we can measure with Carillion photography. We can measure with different instruments the life force that's coming off of plants and juices that just came off of a tree or a bush or out of the ground versus something that's been sitting around for a few days. And the benefits of drinking it live, it's still got all the digestive enzymes in it, and the green juices will pull out toxins. The berry juices bring in the components that we need to be scavengers of things that harm our body. The orange and the white juices can also really thin out our blood and make it flow better. And so it's so beautiful to juice and to make it a practice to do it maybe at least once a day. And going to find a juice that really works for your body, that instead of coffee or instead of some of the other foods, to start your day off with food that's already made in a way that you can digest easily.
You know, Dr. Sarah, as people that go to the Gerson Clinic in Tijuana and Contreras Clinic and go to Germany, people that can't get the right kind of cure for cancer here, all they do here is give you chemotherapy and surgery. More prevention is more juicing, is more eating the right positive. The juicing has helped people heal. And also, we're going to talk in the future weeks about raw foods and herbs, because I put herbs into my juices too. They're tonic herbs. They're very, very good. So, let's go to the next one. Cleansing and detoxing. It's so important to do this. I suggest 4 times a year. Your liver, a gallbladder, your whole immune system, your colon, are all vital parts that make you. You've got so much in you. We all do. All of us. Even Dr. Sarah and myself, it's hard to live perfect in this world because it's not a perfect world. But juicing is really cleanses you. It's so good for your skin. It can ward off many, many diseases. I juice every day. I use a fruit juice. And when I'm too busy with the sister, I'll use the powders. I use Dr. Jerry Knowles green powder, his red powder, and he's got one called cruciferous, which is the raw sprouted vegetables. Your thoughts?
I love detoxification. One of the things is that beautiful tube that is our digestive system winds up connecting with all of our organs. It connects with from our heart. The diaphragm separates our heart, our lungs, from this colon, the transverse colon. When we have toxins in our body, and especially when we're going to talk about GMOs in a little bit, when we've got all of these toxins, they're interfering with and being, the toxins are moving across the layers of our colon, layers of connecting with other organs. It affects our pancreas,
right.
It affects our gallbladder, and so cleaning out on a regular basis and making it, you know, Hippocrates said, let thy food be thy medicine, and really having a program that detoxifies each of the organs. Our skin is our largest organ, and so dry brushing is, it's very inexpensive to do. You buy a dry brush, and you detoxify the skin every day before you take a shower, detoxifying the liver. A glass of lemon water or lime water in the morning. This is something that they do at the Gerson Institute. They do this at the Optimal Health Institute. A large glass of water with living lemon juice, lime juice in it to cleanse the liver is detoxifying. And then taking all of these powders and these different forms to make it a practice to allow your system to be as clean as possible and not let an accumulation of byproducts in your digestive tract.
Beautiful, beautiful. Dr. Sherry, I want to go back on the diet thing. I did some research, and I want to point this out to everyone, get your thoughts. The average in America, in this country, we are the sickest people on the planet. More cancer, more obesity, more diabetes, more everything. It's really bad.
Yes.
Why do you think
it's so unfortunate because we're the 37th, ranked 37th below some third world countries in our healthcare system. Of the five leading nations, we are the least healthy. We're ranked lowest. We have more cancer and obesity than any other nation. We are in the land of so much food, and yet most people here are starving for health and nutrition.
Go ahead.
But part of the reason is because our med schools only have 2 to 6 weeks of nutrition, if that. Our doctors, most doctors here, have such a love of healing, but not the knowledge, and that's based on pharmaceutical companies writing the medical textbooks. There's 4 years of pathology or looking at a body as diseased, and yet only 6 months of anatomy or 6 months of physiology to understand how a body works in harmony. There's only 2 weeks of nutrition, and yet we eat 3 meals a day. Most people are 5 small meals, and most doctors are not taught about that. And
right.
A pill has never healed a disease. A pill only treats a symptom. And so if we're never educated on really the healthy body processes, as most doctors in this country, and we have a trained eye, most doctors in this country, to look for disease and how to treat a symptom, there's no actual healing going on in our medical system.
Excellent, excellent. Dr. Sarah, I did some research. You'll love this. The average American, I want to point out to everyone that we've been talking about all the positives, and this show is positive, but once in a while we've got to bring up what's wrong and how we can solve it. This country, as we said earlier, 37th ranked in the world, and we have so many illnesses because the medical system, as Dr. Sarah just pointed out, the doctors. In this country, the average American drinks 300 soft drinks, 170 pounds of white refined sugar, 400 candy bars, and 500 donuts a year, and will eat over 12 entire 3,000-pound cows, 6 whole pigs, 3,000 chickens, and other birds, and another 3,000 assorted fish and sea creatures, and over 30,000 quarts of milk in their lifetime. And they try to pass all this through their digestive system and bloodstream. And they have an average, they don't go to the bathroom the right way, they don't eliminate. They have 2 to 4 bowel movements a day, where they should be having 3 a day, 21 a week. 2 to 4, many Americans. These are real statistics. And that also Americans don't exercise. If you're 25 or more pounds overweight, they're really very, very sick. And they get high blood pressure and all the other diseases we've talked about. Your thoughts on that, Dr. Smith?
Well, it's amazing that in this country, it's partly because of television and partly because that we're constantly being shown this advertisement and, you know, that it's going to make us feel better to drink or eat this. And it's really that disease that's happening. And sugar winds up being something that doesn't allow your brain to think as clearly or as effectively. And so when we have a body that's loaded up with sugar, as in sodas, but it's really, we have been the target as a country all around being shown this over and over and over again in TV commercials, on ads that we see everywhere. And so it becomes part of our subconscious to connect that with feeling good, and we're taught that we have very little control over willpower, and it just takes a little bit to start that your ability, that little bit of willpower, that little bit of letting go really allows you to make changes. And one of the things that I see happen most is some people try and do it all too fast. And there's 75,000 food additives that have been created by the food companies to make us addicted to colas, to sugar, to particular brands of food. So when we're removing them from our diet, we've got to do it in a way to understand it's like removing an addiction. There are additives that companies like McDonald's have added to make our body physically need this food, and until we break that addiction, it winds up being a cycle back and forth, back and forth. And literally 75,000 food additives. The ones that I try to highlight to stay away from is aspartame. Stay away from mercury. And we can talk all around how mercury shows up in high fructose corn syrup. And fluoride. Fluoride is one of the heart, and it's in our water. And we're fortifying things like baby water or baby formulas, powdered milk with fluoride. And it's so toxic to us, and it doesn't allow us to think as clearly.
Dr. Sarah, let me remind our listeners that this is Let's Create a Better World and Healthy Aging, Living to Be Over 100 Years Old. Those are the two main themes of the show. My name is Bobby Elias, and we're on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on this show. I am also a co-host and or guest, you both, is Dr. Sarah Larson, a medical intuitive and a great medical doctor that is in the holistic health. We're talking today about all the things on, such as we've already passed on, talked about dieting, juicing, cleansing, detoxing, doctors, as other. The next 6 or 7 subjects, Dr. Sarah, we'd like to go over quickly because my favorite subject is the very end, which is, I think, is the most important thing of all for human beings. Let's hit these real fast. The first one is breathing, deep breathing. I do this when I go to sleep, meditation, and it is just so good. The oxygen goes into your brain, and you sleep better, you feel better. Your brain needs oxygen. So breathing is important. Dr. Sarah.
Oh, I love, and it's so simple. Basically, being able to breathe in, and it's about holding your breath as well as letting it out slower. Yeah. You have these alveoli or balloon-like structures in your lungs. When you breathe in and you hold it for a period of time, those balloons stay out longer. And when you exhale slowly, more enzymes that cleanse your body show up around the balloon when it's collapsing. And so breathing is just simply breathing in, holding it for longer and longer periods of time, and exhaling slowly, is just such a natural way to detoxify your body. It's such a natural way to really calm yourself and have more of a mind-body-soul connection.
Yes. And Dr. Sarah, a real simple meditation of deep breathing exercise need for our listeners. Breathe in for 5 seconds and hold it for 5 seconds and let it out. Later you can build up some more time. As Dr. Sarah said, holding it longer is better. Just that simple little thing is so good for you. 15 minutes a day is excellent. I do 15 to 30 minutes a night before I go to sleep. It helps me sleep. All right, let's get to the next one. Exercise. We have to speak quickly because our time is moving fast. Exercise, walking, yoga, dance, tai chi, stretching, and just getting out there and moving. Move your body. Too many. I drive by senior citizen centers, and they're all sitting out there in the front on rocking chairs or couches and doing nothing. Nothing. Zero. Just sitting all day. That's not good. Your thoughts?
It's so important. Our body is so beautiful that that use it or lose it mentality really applies to this. When you exercise for short amounts of time or long amounts of time, more of your cardiovascular system, that means the blood supply, can reach areas that would normally not be reached if we're not exercising. And so walking for 5 minutes at a time will make your heart pump faster. For it to be able to pump faster, it has to build more blood vessels to that area so that when you're resting, your heart is more efficient. It's kind of like a busy street. We build more highways to that location in that busy street. Every time you're exercising, you're building more avenues that arrive at your most vital organs.
Okay, this is all great. Dr. Sarah, we're having a great show, and our people, I know they're going to love this. They're going to love you. We're going to really get into this more and more. But we've got to move quickly because we've only still got a few more things to cover, so maybe half a minute on each subject. Water. Alkaline water is best. Don't drink tap water. It's deadly. It's polluted. It comes from the worst places. And be careful of these drinks like that are in plastic bottles, the small ones. Plastic's not good. The water in there, many of those stuff, but tap water is like, they don't care. So you got to be careful. You want alkaline water as much as possible. Your thoughts?
Simply avoiding fluoride, alkaline water, and alkaline, a system that's alkaline cannot create cancer, quite often cannot catch a cold. And so alkaline water becomes very, very important. When we eat meats or non-living foods, our body tends to become more acidic. When we're stressed, it tends to become more acidic. And so balancing that out, and again, being really careful, your body's so intelligent. It will bring itself to balance, but having more alkaline water, especially when you're stressed or in a diseased state, is really, really helpful.
Yes, okay. Let's hit these subjects quickly. Nature. Every day I go to a park and I sit there. I look at the birds, the squirrels, trees, greenery. I enjoy, love life and love the outdoors. It is beautiful. If you live near an ocean, a river, if you live near a mountain, a forest, you just go anywhere with your trees. Unfortunately, a lot of people that I know in the poorer sections live in concrete. They never go see. They hardly any trees there. It's just very bad. I ground myself every day. I take my shoes off, and I walk on the grass at least. If I'm at the beach, on the sand. And grounding means that you're touching the earth. Your whole body is in nature with the earth. Dr. Sarah.
Oh, that's so lovely. There is a frequency. There, all around there are microwaves. There's radiation coming to us from our cell phones, from Wi-Fi all around. And the only way we're human beings made of this earth, everything that we've eaten or has come to us has been here on earth. And our bodies are tuned to that frequency, taking our shoes off and being in the grass and taking moments, and we call that grounding, allows you to reconnect yourself with the frequency of the earth rather than the waves that are occurring that are unseen through Wi-Fi, through cell phones, through microwaves, through radio. And as we get more and more technological, it becomes more and more important to bring ourselves back to Earth's frequency.
Good, good. That could be the next couple things real quickly because I want to get into my favorite subject. Sleep. It's so important. Before I go to sleep, because I've had an insomnia problem like so many Americans, I'm a real hyper guy. I'm all over the place. And I cannot, the worst thing I can do, which I used to do, is get on the phone late at night, read the paper late at night, TV, cell phone. I'll just stay away from all that. Unplug everything. Quiet, peace, soft music. And prepare yourself to go to sleep. I do that deep breathing and meditation for 15 minutes or more. But stay away from electrical outlets. On a future show, we're going to talk about raw foods, herbs. We're going to get into all the cell phone damage and the electrical side of the field. We're going to get into all that in a future show. We have to move quickly here. All right, your thoughts on sleeping.
Sleeping is the time that our body is getting healing our system. It's the time that our brain gets to rest in every part of us. And if we've got television on or radio on or these electrical outlets near us, our brain doesn't get to rest as much. It's amazing that I love this about dolphins. Dolphins sleep with one eye open and one eye closed. And in the ocean, they're able to rest one part of themselves at a time. Us as humans really need all stimulation to be away from us for about 30 minutes because we process so much in our sleep. And that simple act of what you do, which is the breathing or really letting yourself, I take out a notebook and I write in that notebook any thoughts that are coming up and I release them into that writing, into that notebook, and then lay down so that my mind is really able to quiet itself. And it's one of the best, easiest ways to really detoxify our emotions.
Good, good, excellent. Okay, now we're going to get into my favorite subject. It's complex, about four or five different things in one, so we're going to hit those four or five things here. It's under the banner of love yourself, law of attraction, your mind, it's what you think. Let me start out with being grateful for what you have. I'm just grateful. I wake up and I'm grateful that I have a bed to sleep in. In many countries, they don't have all these things. I'm going to take a bed, a hot food on a stove, a refrigerator, a restroom, a telephone maybe. And so many of these things, many people in the world don't have. They have nothing. So I'm grateful that I have that. I have a car. I've got four children. They're growing up fast. And I am just so blessed and grateful. Never do I think about what I don't have and what I need. It's what I have now, period. And the more I do that, guess what, Dr. Sarah? I'm getting better and better, more positive. I feel better. I walk around with so much confidence in myself because I am so positive, period. Your thoughts?
And it's so important to carry this attitude of gratitude. We talked about how stress creates acid in the body. When you're grateful, even able to breathe in what's happening in the current moment, bringing yourself into the current moment, your body's pH level decreases and becomes more alkaline. And also, you have serotonin that goes out. You have all of these great neurotransmitters that that really allow you to feel better in your body when you can find something that you're grateful for. Your heart rate slows down, and that's a beautiful gift to give yourself.
That's great. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, the next one is loving life, loving yourself. You know, when you love life and you're happy, your immune system and your cells feel it. All your thoughts in your head are going right straight there, and you are, your whole body is just positive and grateful and happy and just as best. So be happy, be full of love. Love everything. When I'm going to go out to a meeting, what I do is before I go out, I send love over there. I in my mind, I take love and I send it to the place I'm going, whether it's a job or work or meeting or a dance or yoga. I send love ahead of time, and I feel that all day long. That's all I got.
That energy of love, that energy of appreciation, all of them have, when you look at yogis and when you look at people that meditate all the time, they're really accepting the current moment as it is. They're accepting themselves and really appreciating all that they're feeling. Whatever you're pushing away, whatever you resist, persists in your body. And so it becomes so important to analyze, what am I feeling, and to accept what you're feeling, and also to move it one vibration closer to more acceptance, to more gratitude. And using visualization is really helpful. Whenever you have a thought that comes up that you don't like, spending just even a second thinking about something that really brings you joy allows for you to reverse the effects of that thought in your body.
Wow, that is great. Listeners, isn't Dr. Sarah great? This is so much good stuff that we're doing here, and we're going to do it again and again. Again, in the next few weeks, we're going to be doing shows with talking about raw foods, herbs, all the electromagnetic fields like in cell phones, and the terrible radiation we get from them. We're going to also talk about quantum laser. We're going to talk about all the new modalities in health that can help you be a better person, be healthier. Next subject, the last subject, more or less, and then I'll give you final thoughts. First, open your heart to love. Love is a supreme state of mind. Love big. Love as much as you can. Love people. Love what you do. Love the earth. Love life. True love does not turn to hate or anger when things go wrong. True love is unconditional. So practice living unconditionally and absolutely without prejudice and without the need for gratification. Living and loving is a true, true reward. Good thought, Dr.
You know, the health benefits of love and truly keeps you healthy. Scientists have long been keen to prove how love really, really helps. And so we have so much data and research on this already. So the biggest thing that people that are in loving relationships and communities, if they meet once a week or they live longer, an average of 5 years longer being in loving relationships or being part of a community, there's less stress all the way around. And the benefits of it, besides every time you hug someone, oxytocin is released through your body, making it a practice to have people in your life that you feel comfortable hugging. 4 hugs a day is the minimum that my husband and I aim for in hugging, but really making it a priority to find more ways to feel loved and building a loving community. Any acts of kindness that are witnessed or done raise the serotonin levels, oxytocin, all of these neurotransmitters within your body. Every time you witness a movie about love, even, your body is experiencing more healing vibration in that. Bobby, did you want me to talk some more?
No, let's move on to, let me just give this thought and then you can say something, but I want to pretty finish up pretty soon and get your contact information and also your final thoughts, and I'll give a final commentary, and then I've got to move on to some other things. Hugs. By hugging every day, you hug 10 different, it could be the same person 5 times or 10 times. Hug
correct.
5 or 10 times someone a day, and you'll live longer. You'll be happier. Your life, as Dr. Sarah just pointed out, all the systems in your body are on a positive, loving, great note. Also, dogs, animals, cats. If you pet your dog a lot, You're going to be healthier, feel better. And guess what? That dog will give you return, not just love, unconditional love. I actually get along with dogs better than I do human beings. Because they're unconditional love. They're always happy. They lick you. They're just all over you. They just love you. And that's what the human should be. Now, let me also talk about my good producer, Jimmy D, if he's listening. I think he is. Jimmy D is a great social networker. He does a lot, helps me with a lot of things. He's a producer of this show and the L.A. producer. And Jimmy D, when we say hello and goodbye to each other, we hug each other. And we also tell each other we love each other. There's nothing wrong with a man telling another man he loves you. Nothing. That's an old, old fable where men were not supposed to do that. Men weren't supposed to cry. And it's okay to love different people. At the beginning of the show, I said how I love Dr. Sarah Larson. Hey, she's married. She has two kids. But I love her as a human being, as a co-worker with me on this radio show. Your thoughts, Dr. Sarah?
It lowers your blood pressure. Love is an attachment. It's an evolutionary drive to prolong the species. Our souls long for meaning, and it's been, you know, poets, psychologists, all of them really talk about this is an evolutionary drive. It influences our limbic system. And we have some relationships that matter more than others. There's Eros. There's a romantic type of love. And there's a different chemistry that happens from a ludus where there are so many different types of love. And to really understand that hugging and petting your animal feeds the evolutionary type that has this need for intimacy and allows our hormones to self-regulate within the limbic system as well. And so there are so many theories, so much science behind this. When you have a loving thought about a person, that person's body feels it. So every time you're thinking about your friend, and my husband and I lovingly call those friendships bromances, like brotherly friendships, bromances. Those are so beautiful because every time you think that loving thought towards him, his body receives a benefit as well as your body. And the importance of that attachment, every time you think about your pet in a loving way, your pet and you both have this balancing of your hormones within your system that's happening.
That's excellent. Beautiful. I'm going to give my final thoughts a minute or two, and then you can give yours, and then we put your contact info, and then we're going to have to wrap this up. All right. Here's my final thoughts. To live longer, you want a plant-based diet, more vegetables, more whole foods, more grains, more fruits. Juicing is builds the blood, the blood builder. It transfuses the transfusion of the blood. It assimilates quickly, and it keeps you from getting cancer and other diseases because that liquid moves in fast, it goes into your blood, and it is so wonderful to you. We all must do those two things. And then the other things we talked about earlier, those are very important, but the two most important things to me are diet and juicing, and then, as we said at the end, being positive, being grateful, loving yourself, loving life, loving everyone, and hugs all the life. This is beautiful. You know, Dr. Sher, having this show is going to be so great because we're going to really get into health. And you know what? This is good for you and me because we're reviewing things that we know, but we want to emphasize. And as we do this, we're going to be doing more research. We're going to be talking to other top people in the field. And we're going to really, really get this subject matter out. I want this to be a great show, and it's going to be. Your final thoughts, please.
I really love what you shared, Bobby, and I'm so excited about what's to come. And I love really looking at everything as the mind-body-soul connection. And you really talk beautifully about the mind. Think positive. Forgive, let go. For the body, that juicing and really connecting to deep breath That's something that you're giving to your body and that to your soul, finding more ways to create intimate relationships and to help. It can be scary at first, but when you're continually letting go a little bit, you wind up so much more brave. When you say, you know, I'd really like to hug you, is that okay? That's something you're doing for your mind, body, soul, creating those. And the most important thing is doing a little bit better every single day. We can say, okay, I'm going to do all of this and gearing it up, but really actively choosing, I'm going to do something a little bit better today than I did yesterday, and really allowing yourself this peaceful way in which to move towards your ideal self.
Wow,
slowly.
That's great. Okay, give us, Dr. Sarah Larson has been on with us, and she's not only been a guest but a co-host, and I want to have her on more and more to do these shows because there's so much information. We can have three of us, Dr. Sarah, myself, and we can have a top-notch guest, and we can really have a lot, almost like a panel discussion where we all give our thoughts. I think it's a great concept. I know a lot of my listeners, we have a lot of people that go to our Gary Null meetings in Los Angeles, and they're already telling me what I'm telling you right now. They love to learn about aging, about health, and all that. So, Dr. Sarah, please give us your contact information.
So the best way to reach me is through my cell phone, and I'm so glad to give that out, which is 424-903-6633. That's 424-903-6633. I've got a website with a lot of resources on it, and I'm so happy to answer any questions. That website is www.drsarahlarson.com, and that's Sarah S-A-R-A-H and Larson L-A-R-S-E-N. So drsarahlarson.com, and the doctor spelled D-R. So D-R-S-A-R-A-H Larson L-A-R-S-E-N.com. I really believe so and know that we're all one being. I know this for so many reasons, that everyone listening is another version of me. And so I feel so strongly about being there for everyone that reaches out. And I'm so, so honored, Bobby, that you're another version of me and that we get to do this together. So thank you. Thank you for having this show, for all the beautiful work that you do, Bobby. I really, really appreciate it.
You too. We love you, and we appreciate everything you're doing and want to continue to talk, so we're going to talk again. Everybody, thank you so much for, Dr. Sarah Larson, thank you for being on the show, and we should talk again. All right. You're welcome. All right, let's move on to some announcements. This show is called Let's Create a Better World, and the second theme, a very strong theme, is healthy aging and living to be over 100 years old. And we're going to get into it. The next few weeks, we're going to be talking about raw foods, herbs, all of these things that are going on and solutions on electric magnetic fields, cell phones, regular phones, the wires up above you. At night when you go to sleep, you need to unplug everything because it's dangerous to sleep at night with all the plugs on. Never sleep next to a clock or a cell phone. Your head is going to feel it. You need to have your cell phone protected. We're going to really get into that. Again, I have a top-notch guest, one of the best in the world, to talk about that in the future. Quantum laser, we're going to talk about new modalities of health. We're going to really get into health. But don't forget, the show is not just about health. It's also creating a better world. Health is one of the best ways to do it, but there are other ways, too. We'll talk about activism and what's wrong in this world and how we can create a better world. We're working on that. So this show is a passion for me because I get to talk about all these wonderful, beautiful things with great people like Dr. Sarah Larson. And we can go back and forth and really get into deep, deep information that you're not going to hear everywhere. I'm dedicated to that. I'm dedicated to a better world, a better diet, juicing, living longer. I'm totally dedicated to that. And you're going to reap the benefits of that if you listen to the show. Now, I'm going to give you my contact information. My name is Bobby Elias, and my phone number is area 323 770-1925. Email Bobby Elias, BBBOBBYELIAS, 7, one digit, at yahoo.com. Feel free to call me or email me with your thoughts, your ideas, what you like, what you would like to see us do, and something you're not sure of. Let me know, please. All right? The second half of the show for a few months ago was in Spanish when we started out. Our great host, Dr. Maria Elena Fernandez, is out of the country right now, but she comes back. We're going to see how we get the show going again. But we're really dedicated to this. Now, don't forget, rate us on iTunes if you like the show. Check the archive. Get into the show on PRN, at Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, against Frank and Mary. And you also, you can hear the show. And when you get on the show, this is a live audio. Punch in live audio, and you can hear the show that's on at the time, this radio station. This is the fastest growing radio station in the world. It's on the internet. And internet radio is getting bigger and bigger. Here's the phone number you can call if you're not near the computer, if you don't have one. Area 619-550-0869. That's right. You can hear this show or any show on Progressive Radio Network with this number. Area 619-550-0869. Now, the show is over. Thank you so much. I want to thank my producer in Los Angeles, Jimmy D, the producer in New York, Jason. The engineer today is doing a great job, is Greg. Everybody's doing a great job. Dr. Sarah Larson, I want to thank her. She did a great, great job. There is a big, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, a big world championship dance event going on in Long Beach, California, near Los Angeles. And for more information, call me on my number. I'll give that to you. And thank you so much, everyone. Don't forget, live healthy, live big, think positive, do all the right things. And keep listening to the show. And if you like the show, rate us on iTunes and let everybody know this is a great show. Tell your friends. Thanks again. Have a great week.